Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson.
I'm Dr. Becky Johnson.
And we're here this morning as we continue our study of the law of attraction. And today's lesson is on the money shift. Right, Dr. Rich?
Yes, it is.
The money shift. No, it's not a new dance. It's just a new way to live. Money shift. So, how are you this morning, Dr. Reggie?
Pretty good, but it's rough moving, so I'm kind of sleepy.
Oh, we are exhausted. We moved and packing and unpacking and sleeping and just really crazy. But anyway, we're here this morning and looking forward to sharing some good information with you this morning. I just want to remind everybody that Adele Wang will be joining us tomorrow for Oracle Friday. Adele is amazing. The last time she was on our show, she was teaching us EFT, but really how the emotional freedom technique in dealing with some of our beliefs about money, so that we could get rid of the blockages. So she really works in shifting your energy. She's extremely intuitive. That's what really blew us away, because we invited her on as an energy healer, but then when we found out how intuitive she is, it's just amazing, and it's so organic with her. It's just really, really beautiful. So her show has been our most popular show. Over 16,000 downloads. I think it's probably up to 17,000 downloads now on that show on emotional freedom technique and money. She's coming back, and she's going to be talking about money again. That's her favorite topic, and it just links in so well with where we are right now with the law of attraction. So please tweet your friends. Tell them about this wonderful healer who's coming, and that can help them shift and do the money shift. So we're going to touch on that today a little bit, about how to shift our consciousness regarding money. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer?
Father, we thank you for this day, with great and glorious opportunities to live and move and have our being in the Christ energy. Let us listen and learn and grow in the empowerment scheme of love and light and abundance in all that we do, in all that we say, in all that we touch. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So yesterday we ended with Abraham giving us suggestions on how to change our financial abundance story. And I always like to roll back to kind of trigger your memory where we were and as we move forward into the next section. But so he ends it by saying, he says that you want to say things like, only good things come to me. While I don't have all of the answers and while I don't know all of the steps and I can't identify all of the doors that will open for me, I know that as I move through time and space, The path will be obvious to me, and I know I will be able to figure it out as I go along. Isn't that a very positive way to look at things? And it leaves the door completely open. You're not coming from a place of fear when you say those things. You're not defining the way things must be. You're just open, open, open. So every time you tell your better feeling story, you feel better, and the details of your life will improve. And the better it gets, the better it gets, right? So today we're going to talk about the money shift. In other words, how to change your point of attraction. Sometimes people worry that they have been telling the story of what they do not want for such a long time that they now do not have the time left in their lives to make up for all of those years of focusing upon the shortage of money, but they have no cause for worry. I don't know if anybody out there feels like, oh my God, my time is up, I'm middle-aged, I'm not going to be able to retire. Those thoughts, of course, are going to produce what you're thinking. Abraham is telling us, look, don't go there. You have time. Of course, you know, this is only one of many lifetimes. We are eternal. So although it is true that you cannot go backward, and that you cannot undo all of the negative thinking, there is absolutely no reason to do that, even if you could, because all of your power is in your now moment. And as you find better feeling thoughts right now, your point of attraction shifts now. Your point of attraction shifts now. The only reason that it may seem like some negative thinking that you picked up many years ago is having an impact on your life at this moment is because you have been continuing the negative train of thought or belief through all of these years. A belief is only a thought that you continue to think. A belief is only a thought that you continue to think. A belief is nothing more than a chronic pattern of thought. And you have the ability, if you try just even a little bit, to begin a new pattern, to tell a new story, to achieve different vibrations, to change your point of attraction. So just the simple act of noticing how many things that you could purchase in this one day with the $100 that you are carrying with you, that would dramatically alter your financial point of attraction. How many of you remember the exercise? Put a $100 bill or whatever amount you can, and as you go through the day, you want to figure out, identify the things that you could buy with that, that you could purchase with that $100 bill. You never spend it, but you experience the purchase in mind. How does it make you feel to be able to spend the money? How does it make you feel to be able to enjoy the thing that you've eyed? It's a game that we play to move us into a higher vibration. And Abraham is saying that that will begin to change your financial point of attraction. It's that one simple process is enough to tip the balance of your vibrational scale enough to show you actual tangible results in your attraction of money. How many of you are practicing not so much spending $100, but going through the day now playing with the law of attraction? I am. I'm having a blast. And you know what's so exciting is that it relieves the stress on me of how to figure it out. I just say, this is what I need. I tell the universe, universe, this is what I need. Thank you for providing it for me. And then I wait to see how it manifests. And it has been, and some things have come instantaneously, honestly. But it has been the most, I'm having fun with it. I hope that you are too. It says, mentally spend your money and imagine an improved lifestyle. Deliberately conjure a feeling of freedom by imagining what it would feel like to have a large amount of money at your disposal. Woo! I mean, you see, the law of attraction is responding to your vibration, not to the reality you are currently living. And when I have conversations with people or I'm trying to teach them or coach them individually, they are holding on to their problem. Well, Cynthia, you just don't understand. I'm looking at my bank account. These are the facts. This is the reality. And it is so hard to reach those people to get them to start painting a new picture for themselves, a new life story, a new abundance story. And I'm really asking you guys this morning to change, be willing to change. Listen, if you're not where you are, where you want to be financially right now, what would it hurt for you to change? You have nothing to lose, right? So try it. You have nothing to lose. But if your vibration continues to be only about the reality that you are living, nothing can change. You can easily change your vibrational point of attraction by visualizing the lifestyle you desire and holding your attention upon the images until you begin to feel relief, which will indicate that the true vibration shift has occurred. I tell you all the time, we have to become like children. If you ever watch children play, how they just go so freely with their imagination, we need to return to that state and just be in our joy fantasizing about the life that we want. So sometimes from an awareness of a shortage of money, you think that you want everything that you see. It's a sort of uncontrollable craving rises within you, which tortures you when you do not have the money to spend, or it causes even more distress when you give into the craving and spend money you do not have, and you're going deeper into debt. But that craving to spend money under those conditions is really a false signal, or it is not coming from a real desire to have those things. Buying one more thing and bringing it home will not satisfy that craving, for what you are really feeling is a void that can only be filled by coming into vibrational alignment with who you really are. There was a time I had gone without spending a lot of money. I had opened a business, and as many of you know, sometimes when you open a business, everything goes back into the business. You're making money, but it all goes back into the business. So me having the luxury of going shopping for clothes, just things that I wanted, had not been able to do for a while. And so I finally made some extra money, and I went to Macy's to go shopping. And the first item that I bought, right after I purchased the item, I started shaking. And I realized I really had, and it was the most, it was the, it was a weird feeling because all of a sudden I realized, oh, my God, I'm addicted to spending money. I was paying attention to my feeling nature as I was purchasing things. It was an addiction of buying things because I was trying to fill a void. And when I recognized that, it shocked me. There's just a feeling of having new clothes or a new handbag, and it's almost like a drug. And I'm replaying it in my mind now what it felt like, but I was purchasing things to fill the void. I really was not connected to who. Or to the essence of who I really am. And so what does that mean, that you are not in a vibrational alignment with who you really are? Let's explore what that really means. Who you really are. Let's go back and I'll remind you. You are God. You are an expression of God. There is this divine energy that is within you, and that's who you really are. We talked about this yesterday, did we not? That we, in this physical plane, we are basically little Land Rovers. But who we really are is this powerful energy that we call the universe, this powerful energy that we call God, this powerful energy that we call source, whatever feels comfortable for you, that is who you really are. So I just want you to take a deep breath right now and close your eyes. And just for a moment, really, let's focus and contemplate on that truth principle. That we are really an expression of God, experiencing this planet. So now, when we cover that part up, we don't put that in the forefront of our mind as we move through the day. But today, I want that to be in your focus. And see how that shifts how you respond to things when you're coming from who you really are. Because that divine essence of you can only be love. So you're looking, you're in the middle of maybe a disagreement, and you take a deep breath and say, but I am an expression of God. And if I'm responding from that awareness, how will I handle this confrontation? How will I choose to handle this confrontation? I want that to be in the forefront of your mind. You are currently feeling insecure when who you really are is someone who is absolutely secure. From time to time I have conversations with Jeannie, and Jeannie will say, you know, I really know who I am. I really know my power. I'm so aware of it. And then you know what she says? I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And that's what I want you to feel this morning. Knowing who you are moves you into a state of gratefulness. Knowing who you really are makes you aware that you can be, do, and have anything. Abraham says, you are currently feeling inadequate, but when you really know who you are someone who is adequate. You are feeling lack, but when you know who you really are, you are someone who is abundant. So it is a vibrational shift that you are craving, not the ability to purchase something. Once you are able to achieve and consistently maintain your personal alignment, a great deal of money will flow into your experience, if that is your desire. And you will very likely spend large amounts of money on things that you desire, but your purchases will feel very different to you then. You will not feel the need or a void that you are attempting to fill with a purchase. Instead, you will feel a satisfying interest in something, which will easily make its way into your experience. And every part of the process, from the inception of the idea to the full-blown manifestation of it into your experience, will bring to you a feeling of satisfaction and joy. And I can tell you, the experiences that I'm having as I'm teaching you guys the law of attraction have just been phenomenal. And, of course, I have heard this information for over 30 years now. And my understanding has grown deeper, and I'm having more fun with it. So you can never hear this information too often. Your understanding just becomes deeper, and your manifestations come quicker. So the next time you say, oh, I've already heard that, now I'm going to skip it, don't do that, because you are cheating yourself from your spiritual growth. Don't let others set standards about how much money you should have or about what you should do with it, for you are the only one who could ever accurately define that. So come into alignment with who you really are and allow the things that life has helped you to know that you want to flow into your experience. No one can define what is the best option for you. You define that. I mean, that's liberating in itself. You define what you're worth. And when you move into the alignment of that, you can confidently tell any employer with confidence, not arrogance, but with confidence, no, I'm seeking this much money. I will provide a great service for you for this much money if you're in your own business. I'm comfortable with this price. I'm comfortable charging you this. This is going to be beneficial to you. You don't have to make excuses for what and say, well, maybe I can shave it off here, make a cut. You don't have to do that. You have the right to be, do, and have what it is that you desire. So, here's a question that Abraham wants to address. He says, does saving for security work? And I think this is so important. Let's listen to this. A man related to us that he once had a teacher who told him that to set money aside for security was the same as planning for disaster. And in fact, the very act of trying to feel more secure would actually lead to more insecurity because it would attract the unwanted disaster. He wanted to know if that philosophy fit in with our teachings about the law of attraction. Because how many of you believe in putting money aside? I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but you're doing it because you know that money may run out or something may come up and you need to handle it. So let's go and focus on, let's explore that topic and see how it fits in with the law of attraction. Abraham said that this teacher was right in pointing out that attention to anything brings more of the essence of it to you. And so if you focus upon the idea of possible bad things looming out there in your future, the discomfort that you would feel as you pondered those unwanted things would be your indication that you are indeed in the process of attracting them. But it is absolutely possible to briefly consider something unwanted occurring in the future, such as a financial situation that makes you feel insecure as you consider it, which could cause you then to consider the financial stability that you desire. So the question, you can say, okay, this potentially could go wrong, but Abraham is saying you need to shift to that which you desire and not stay focused in that which you don't desire, right? And as you focus upon the security that you desire, you may very well be inspired to an action that enhances that state of security. So the action of saving money or investing in assets in and of itself is neither positive or negative, but that teacher would be correct to say that you cannot get to a place of security from an insecure footing. Our encouragement is to use the power of your mind to focus upon the good feeling that security that you seek, and then to take whatever positive action that is inspired from that place of feeling good. And anything that feels good to you is in harmony with what you want, and anything that feels bad to you is not in harmony with what you want. It is truly as simple as that. So again, Abraham is going back to the feeling nature. Does this make you feel good? Does it scare you, which makes you feel bad? Abraham says it needs to come from that place of feeling good. Some say that you should not want money at all because the desire for money is materialistic and not spiritual. How many of us heard that at church? They use that scripture, money is the root of all evil. So then we try to just sell money. Is not, you know, we shouldn't even be concerned about money. We want you to remember that you are here in this very physical world where spirit has materialized. You are here in your very physical body in this very physical planet, where that which is spirit and that which is physical material, they blend. Bible tells us that we are spirit first. I interchange spirit with divine energy or the essence of God. That is who we really are. You cannot separate yourself from the aspect of yourself that is spiritual. And while you are here in these bodies, you cannot separate yourself from that which is physical or material. All of the magnificent things of a physical nature that are surrounding you are spiritual in nature. Everything comes from God. Everything. There's nothing in this physical realm that is not spiritually based. So, here's how he says that we should move into telling a new story about our abundance, our money, and our financial well-being. The law of attraction is not responding to the reality that you are currently living and perpetuating, but instead it is responding to the vibrational patterns of thought that are emanating from you now. So as you begin to tell the story of who you are in relationship to money from the perspective of what you desire rather than from the perspective of what you are actually currently living, your patterns of thought will shift. And so you will point, and so will your point of attraction. So You may be having financial difficulties right now, but we don't want you talking about your financial difficulties. We want you to talk about how you came out of financial difficulties. We want you, even better yet, we want you to talk about how money is coming to you right now, how you're paying your bills on time, how you have more than enough left over from every paycheck. You no longer live from paycheck to paycheck. See, what's in your bank account right now, it has no bearing on what is coming. What is in your bank account right now has no bearing on what is coming unless you are continually regurgitating the story of what is. I don't have any money in the bank. I don't have any money in the bank. I can't buy that because I don't have any money in the bank. Oh, my God. I don't have any money in the bank. You see, by thinking and speaking more of how you really want your life to be, then you allow what you are currently living to be jumping, to be the jumping off place for so much more. But if you speak predominantly about what is, I don't have enough money in my bank, in the bank, then you still jump off, but you jump off into the same scenario of not having enough money in the bank. I know you guys get this because it's being repeated over and over again. What I love about the Abraham material is that it does repeat over and over again, the same thing over and over again. And guess what? It is so simple. The law is so simple, is it not? It's not huge. It's not like trying to understand statistics. It is very simple. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? Does it make me feel good? If not, I need to change what I am thinking and what I am feeling. So consider the following questions, letting your natural answers flow in response to them, and then read some examples of what your new story regarding money might sound like. And then begin to tell your own new and improved story of your financial picture and watch how quickly and surely circumstances and events will begin to move around you to make your new story a reality. What has really blown me away in this deeper understanding of the law of attraction is how fast things manifest. And I believe that's because there's a different energy on planet Earth that's making things manifest more quickly. But it also could be that I am moving into a state where I expect it to happen very fast. I'm not negating that. I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you. But I'm telling you, I am having instantaneous manifestation as I play with the law of attraction. Here's the first question. Do you have as much money in your life experience as you want right now? Number two, is the universe abundant? Number three, do you have the option of having plenty of money? What is the amount of money that you would receive in this lifetime already decided before you were born? Was the amount of money that you would receive in this lifetime already decided before you were born? Are you now setting into motion through the power of your current thought the amount of money that will flow? Do you have the ability to change your financial situation? Are you in control of your financial condition? Do you want more money? See, knowing what you now know is financial abundance guaranteed. Go back and listen to this archive and listen to those questions. And spend time pondering them. And pay attention to how you feel. And write down what your thoughts are. Here's an example of my old story about money. There are so many things that I want that I just can't afford. I'm making more money today than ever before, but money feels as tight as ever. It just seems like I can't get ahead. It seems like I've worried about money my whole life. I remember how hard my parents worked and my mother's constant worry about money, and I guess I've inherited all of that. But that isn't the kind of inheritance I had hoped for. I know there are really wealthy people in the world who don't have to worry about money, but they aren't anywhere near me. Everyone I know right now is struggling and worried about what's going to happen next. Sound familiar? Okay, so here's what Abraham says. Notice how this story began by noticing a current unwanted condition. And then it moved to justification of the situation. And then it looked into the past for more emphasis of the current problem, which amplifies the resentment more. And then it moved to a broader view of a perceived shortage. So when you begin to tell a negative story, the law of attraction will help you reach from your present perspective into your past, even into your future. But the same vibrational pattern of lack will persist. So when you focus upon lack in an attitude of complaining, you establish a vibrational point of attraction that then gives you access only to more thoughts of complaint, whether you are focused on your present, your past, or your future. And I love this because this example of how it went, this person went through time, past, the past, the present, and in, even into the future, talking about their lack, married to that story. So your deliberate effort to tell a new story will change all of that. Your new story will establish a new pattern of thought, providing you with a new point of attraction from your present about your past and into your future. The simple effort of looking for positive aspects from right where you stand will set a new vibrational tone that will not only affect the way you feel right now, but will begin the immediate attraction of thoughts, of people, of circumstances, and things that are pleasing to you. When did Abraham say it will take effect? He didn't. He says, if you start looking at the positive aspects, you need to stop and say, this doesn't make me feel good, but this does make me feel good. I choose to think this thought because it makes me feel good. And the things are going to change in your life. He didn't say in 10 years or in 5 years or in 20 years. It is going to be immediate. It will be immediate. The simple effort of looking for positive aspects from right where you stand in the midst of all of your troubles, in the midst of all of the bills that are stacked up high, in the midst of collection agencies calling you, if you can just look for one little iota of positiveness, you will begin to have immediate results. Now, here's an example of a new story. Oh, I like the idea that money is available. It's available as the air that I breathe. I like the idea that money is as available as the air that I breathe. I like the idea of breathing in and breathing out more money. It is fun to imagine a lot of money flowing to me. I can see how my feeling about money affects the money that comes to me. Oh, I'm happy to understand that with practice, I can control my attitude about money or about anything. I notice that the more I tell my story of abundance, oh my goodness, the better I feel. I like knowing that I am the creator of my own reality and that the money that flows into my experience is directly related to my thoughts. I like knowing that I can adjust the amount of money that I receive simply by adjusting my thoughts. Now that I understand the formula for creating, now that I understand that I do not get the essence of what I think about, and that I do get the essence of what I think about, and most important, now that I understand that I can tell by the way I am feeling whether I am focused upon money or lack of money, I feel confident that in time I will align my thoughts with abundance and money will flow powerfully into my experience. I understand that the people around me hold many different perspectives about money and wealth and spending and saving and philanthropy and giving money and receiving money and earning money and so forth, and that it is not necessary for me to understand their opinions and their experiences, because I am relieved to know that I do not have to sort through all of that. It is very nice to know that my only work is to align my own thoughts about money with my own desires about money, and that whatever I am feeling good, and that whenever I am feeling good, that I have found that alignment. And I really like knowing that it is all right for me to occasionally feel negative emotion regarding money, but it is my intention to quickly direct my thoughts to something better feeling. For it is logical to me that thoughts that feel good when I think them will bring positive results. I understand that money will not necessarily manifest instantly in my experience with the changing of my thinking, but I do expect to see steady improvement as a result of my deliberate effort to think better feeling thoughts. And the first evidence of my alignment with money will be my improved feeling, my improved mood, my improved attitude. Ooh, and then real changes in my financial situation will soon follow, and I am certain about it. I am aware of the absolute correlation between what I have been thinking and feeling about money and what is actually happening in my life experience. I can see the evidence of the law of attraction, absolute and unerring response to my thoughts. And I look forward to more evidence in response to my improved thoughts. I can feel a powerful leveraging of and being more deliberate about my thoughts. I believe at many levels that I have always known this, and it feels good to return to my core beliefs about my power and my value and my worthiness. I am living a very abundant life, and it feels so good. It feels so good to realize that whatever this life experience causes me to desire, that I can achieve that. And I love knowing that I am unlimited. I feel tremendous relief in recognizing that I do not have to wait for the money or the things to materialize. And I now understand that when I do feel better, the things and experiences and the money that I want must come. and as easily as air flows in and out of my being, so it is with money. My desires draw it in, and my ease of thought lets it flow out, in and out, in and out, in and out, ever flowing, always easy, whatever I desire, whenever I desire, as much as I desire, in and out. Wow, that is powerful. You see, there is no right or wrong way to tell your improved story. It can be about your past, it can be about your present or your future experiences. The only criteria is that you be conscious of your intent to tell a better feeling story. I've given you the principles. I've given you examples. We've explored steps on how to pivot. I'm laying it in your lap. I've identified to you who you really are and the power that you really have. Take these lessons and use to create your financial abundance. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful lesson and the understanding that it's not just about money, but it's anything that we desire. Keeping an open mind, declaring what we want, affirming who we are, and bringing it forward. And we leave and go into the daily activities of life we have. Let us remember this lesson. And know that you're all embracing, all loving, all knowing, here and now and always. I believe it's so. And so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a blessed day.